can't get the monkey off your back? Then put it in your mouth with Monkey Shine Beer. Monkey Shine Beer, because it's a jungle out there.
That commercial always makes me so sad.
Yeah, but then the guy opens his beer and those girls run at him, so everything seems to work out okay.
I meant because the monkey in it reminds me of Marcel.
I can see that, because they both have those big brown eyes and, you know, the little pouty chin. And the fact that they're both monkeys.
Sometimes I wonder if I did the right thing, you know, giving him away.
Well, Ross, you had to. I mean, he was humping everything in sight. I mean, I have a Malibu Barbie who will no longer be wearing white to her wedding.
Now, remember when sometimes you'd borrow your hat, and when you got it back, there'd be little monkey raisins in it?
Yeah, well, sure, when he did it, it was funny. When I did it to my boss's hat, all of a sudden I had this big attitude problem.
Check it out, guess what I got?
Rhythm?
No.
My first fan mail.
Oh, hi. Dear Dr. Ramore, know that I love you and would do anything to have you. Gosh, you're not so secret admirer. Erica Ford. Oh, wait. P.S. Enclosed, please find 14 of my eyelashes.
You know, in crazy world, that means you're married.
This wasn't addressed to Days of Our Lives. This came to your apartment. There's no stamp on it. This woman was in our building.
Oh, my God. I got my very own stalker.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey. Ooh, where are you off to, traveling, Jake?
Well, there's this paleontology conference in L.A., so I figured I'd go and then drive down to the zoo and surprise Marcel.
You know, I think he will be surprised until he realizes he's a monkey. And, you know, isn't capable of that emotion.
Oh, Phoebe, that really cute guy is here again.
Oh, okay. So everyone, pretend like I'm telling you a story, okay? And it's really funny. So everyone just laugh. Now.
Oh! I know.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Rob Donen.
Hi, Rob Donen.
I don't know anything about music, but I think you're really, really great.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, I schedule performers for the children's libraries around the city, and I was just thinking, have you ever thought about playing your songs for kids?
Oh, I would love to have kids. Hear me play the songs that I will write for them.
Hey, what do you want to do for dinner?
Well, we could just stay in and cook for ourselves.
Hello.
It's Erica.
The stalker.
Never mind, it's open.
Yes, hitting her with a frying pan is a good idea. We might want to have a backup plan, though, just in case she isn't a cartoon.
Let's get out of here. The one time they're not home.
Okay. We'll just leave, and when we pass her on the stairs, she won't know it's me because we never met.
That's how radio stars escape stalkers.
She's coming.
It's me.
This is it. This is how we're gonna die. Ready? Wait.
Oh,
Erica.
Mr. Geller?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Dean Lifson, zoo administrator. I was told you had a question.
Well, I can't seem to find the monkey I donated last year. He's a capuchin. Answers to the name Marcel?
I'm afraid I have some bad news. Marcel has passed on.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Well, he got sick, and then he got sicker, and then he got a little better. But then he died.
I can't believe this.
I'm sorry, Mr. Geller. But, you know, there's an old saying. Sometimes monkeys die. It's not a great saying, but it certainly is fitting today.
Well, you know, someone should have called me.
I'm sorry. Look, I know this can't bring him back, but here, it's just a gesture.
Zoo dollars?
Yes, and come see the bird show at 4. The macaws wear hats. Well, it's a lot cuter if your monkey hasn't just died.
I know.
I can't believe Joey's having lunch with his stalker. What is she like?
Well, you remember Kathy Bates in Misery?
Yeah.
Well, she looks the exact opposite of that.
And she's not crazy?
Oh, no. She's a total whack job. Yeah. She thinks that Joey is actually Dr. Drake Ramore.
Whoa. Oh, my God. I mean, he's going out with her. He cannot pursue this.
Hey, just because this woman thinks she can actually see Joey through the magical box in her living room doesn't mean she's not a person. I mean, does she not deserve happiness? Does she not deserve love? What are you looking at me for? He's the one who wants to bop the maniac.
Are you okay?
No, I'm nervous. So, you know, maybe if I picture them all in their underwear.
That's not a good idea. That's kind of the reason the last guy got fired.
Yeah. I'm used to playing for grown-ups. You know, and they just, grown-ups drink their coffee and do their grown-up thing, you know, and kids, listen. It's a huge responsibility. What? Are you going to kiss me?
Was thinking about it.
Okay. Okay, all righty, let's play some tunes. Hi, everybody, I'm Phoebe.
Hi, Phoebe.
Okay. I'm gonna play some songs about grandparents, okay? Now, Grandma's a person who everyone likes. She bought you a train and a bright, shiny bike. But lately, she hasn't been coming to dinner. And last time you saw her, she looked so much thinner. Now, your mom and your dad said she moved to Peru. But the truth is she died, and someday you will too. La 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 la.
Oh, Drake, isn't it amazing?
Yeah, it is. What?
I mean, here we sit, devil may care, and just a little while ago you were reattaching Simone's spinal cord.
Yeah, that was a tricky one. In reality, that operation takes like over 10 hours, but they only showed it for 2 minutes.
They...
No one.
Drake, you are so talented. Let me see those hands. Oh, these hands, these beautiful hands. Oh, I could just eat them. But I won't.
Otherwise, my watch would fall off.
No, seriously. These hands, these miracle, magical, life-giving hands. Oh, just to be near them, touch them, maybe even lick one.
All right. Just one.
Wow.
good at that.
Oh, my God, someone, he's choking. Is anyone here a doctor?
Oh, yes. Yes, the best doctor in all of Salem, Dr. Drake Ramore.
Meet me in the nocturnal house in 15 minutes.
Hey, look, I don't really enjoy being with other men that way. But, $2?
It's about your monkey. It's alive.
I don't understand. Why didn't you help that man?
Because I'm a neurosurgeon. And that was clearly a case of, foodal chokage. Yeah. All right, look, I gotta tell you something.
No. You don't have to tell me anything. You don't have to explain yourself to me. Oh, who am I to question the great Dr. Drake Ramore?
But that's...
I should just be happy to be near you.
Hey,
what?
That's it. Just hey. Like at the end of a dance. Hey! Hey.
There'll be times when you get older when you'll want to sleep with people just to make them like you, but don't. 'Cause that's another thing that you don't want to do. Everybody! That's another thing that you don't want to do.
Very informative.
Not at all inappropriate. Thank you for coming, everybody. There are cookies in the back.
That was great. The kids loved you.
Yay, I rock.
And you know why? Because you told the truth. And nobody ever tells kids the truth. You were incredible.
But?
How did you know there was a but?
I sense these things. It was either butt or butter.
The thing is, I think, you know, some of the parents, they were kind of hoping that you play more songs about, like, barnyard animals.
I can do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that would be fantastic.
Oh.
What? You want to kiss me?
I'm thinking about it.
Ah, the bat. Ambassador of darkness. Flitting out of his cave like a winged messenger. Sightless specter of the macabre.
Buddy, my monkey?
Oh, yeah, right. There was a break-in a few months back. Inside job. Your monkey was taken.
Oh, my God, but the zoo told me that my monkey was dead.
The zoo. Do you believe everything the zoo tells you?
That's the only thing the zoo's ever told me.
Of course they're going to say he's dead. They don't want the bad publicity. It's all a great big cover-up. Do you have any idea how high up this thing goes?
That guy Lipson?
Lipson knows? Lipson knows, huh? Hello, Mr. Possum. Enigma of the trees, upside-down denizen of the night. Taunting gravity.
Buddy,
with
my monkey. My monkey?
Word on the street. Well, when I say street, I mean those little pretend streets they have here at the zoo.
Of course.
Your monkey found a new career in the entertainment field. That's all I know.
This is unbelievable.
So, what is this information worth to you, my friend?
Are you trying to get me to bribe you?
Maybe.
But you already told me everything. Check it out. He actually is the Monkey Shine Monkey.
Oh, wow. So what are you going to do?
Well, I guess I'm going to call the beer company and try to find out where he is.
That's what I did when I lost my Clydesdales.
again.
Hi.
Today, we're going to start with some songs about barnyard animals.
Oh, the cow in the meadow goes moo. Oh, the cow in the meadow goes moo. Then the farmer hits him on the head and grinds him up, and that's how we get hamburgers. Now, chicken!
You're the only one who can save her, Drake. Damn it, I'm a doctor. I'm not God.
Well, there goes my whole belief system.
It's Erica.
Oh, my God. Quick, turn off the TV.
No, wait, I want to see what happens.
I get Leslie out of the coma, and then we make out.
How can that be? You were just kissing Sabrina.
Rachel, it's a world where Joey is a neurosurgeon.
Hey, Erica. What up?
How did you get here so fast? I just saw you in Salem.
Right, they choppered me in. What's up?
Oh, and I see you're having a little party, too. Is she here? Huh?
Who?
Sabrina. I know about you two. I saw you today kissing in the doctor's lounge.
That's not what you think. That was...
You told me I was the only one!
All right, look. That's it. I don't think we should see each other anymore, all right? Look, I know I should have told you this a long time ago, but I am not Drake Ramore, okay? I'm not even a doctor. I'm an actor. I just pretend to be a doctor.
Oh, my God. Do the people at the hospital know about this?
Somebody want to help me out here?
Oh, I know.
Where am I?
The University Hospital. The same place you've been for the last 18 years.
How can you be here and there?
Because it's a television show.
Drake, what are you getting at?
I'm not Drake.
That's right. He's not Drake. He's Hans Ramore, Drake's evil twin.
Is this true? Yes, it is true. And I know this because he pretended to be Drake to sleep with me.
What? And then he told me he would run away with me. And he did it!
And you let the toilet seat up, you bastard!
Is all this true?
Yes. I'm afraid it is. You deserve much better than me, Erica. You deserve to be with the real Drake. He's the one you fell in love with. Go to Salem. Find him. He's the guy for you.
Oh, Hans.
Hans. Yo, evil twin.
Right. Goodbye, Erica. Good luck in Salem. Take care.
I'll never forget you, Hans.
All right, the people who threw the water.
Hey, you out. Fired? Why?
The library board has had a lot of complaints from parents about some of the stuff in your songs.
I can't believe it. Did you tell your board about how the kids want to hear the truth?
No.
I see.
Maybe if you just played some regular kiddie songs.
No. What do you want me to be? Like some stupid, big, like, purple dinosaur?
I'm not saying you have to be Barney.
Who's Barney? Yeah.
Well, I tracked down Marcel, and get this. He's healthy, he's happy, and he's right here in New York filming Outbreak 2, The Virus Takes Manhattan.
You're kidding!
This is amazing.
I know.
I finally get a part on TV, and the monkey's making movies.
Okay, Rachel, I'm ready. Okay.
Excuse me, is this where the singing lady is who tells the truth?
Yeah, I guess that's me.
She's here!
Oh,
Sometimes men love women, and sometimes men love men. And then there are bisexuals, though some just say they're kidding themselves. La 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 la.
So exciting. I haven't seen my monkey in almost a year.
What, you never look down in the shower?
Oh, please. I'm not allowed to make one joke in the monkey is penis genre.
Come on, people. Back up, please. Back up. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Excuse me. Where can we find the monkey?
I'm sorry, guys. Close to that.
I'm sorry. You don't understand. I'm a friend of his. We used to live together.
Yeah. And I have a timeshare in the Poconos with Flipper.
Ross, there he is.
Hey, hey, buddy. Marcel, Marcel. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
They won't take you to the vet. You're obviously not their favorite pet. Smelly cat, smelly cat. It's not your fault.
And no.
What?
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with that?
I think you might want to, like, pick a more masculine note.